Newsbreak podcast.
The former president Jacob Zuma's private prosecution case that he opened against advocate Billy Downer as well as legal journalist Karen Moon, it has been postponed here in the Pietermaritzburg High Court. Well, it was actually adjourned to the 4th of August. Now, the reason why it had to be adjourned, Talisha, remember that sometimes last year, Moon had actually filed for an urgent application to have this matter set aside. So that application is actually expected to be heard in March. So the court felt that, Talisha, it cannot continue with this private prosecution matter when there is that pending application to have this matter set aside. So that is one of the main reasons why they had to postpone this private prosecution matter. They are hoping that, Talisha, probably by the 4th of August, Moon's application would be heard. But obviously, there's two parts to this story, Talisha. It could be that probably the court might grant Moon's that application. They could rule in her favor, which basically means that if they rule in her favor, obviously, the private prosecution matter might not be heard in August. Probably Zuma's lawyers might also appeal that decision. So it's basically going to be quite a very, very long time before we could actually hear this private prosecution matter because of these pending applications. Now, also remember, Talisha, that Billy Downer advocate has also made his application as well to also have this matter set aside.
There's also an application coming through by the Friends of the Court, being the Helen Suzman Foundation and SANEF, in support of Karen Moon. What can you tell us about this?
Well, you remember that in December, around about the 8th and 9th, we did hear this matter here in the Pietermaritzburg High Court, where they were actually making an application to be Friends of Court. And obviously, at that time, judgment was reserved. So we are also yet to hear whether that application has been granted to them. It was quite a lengthy application that was heard here. And it was the Helen Suzman and different other entities of media freedom and so forth in support of Karen Moon, and actually wanting to actually be given that opportunity to be Friends of Court and to actually give some sort of advice when, especially this matter, when it actually commences here in court.
Nonjabulo, there's also a cloud hanging over Karen Moon's head here, as she does not have a nolle prosequi in this matter. What does this then mean for her?
Well, you know what, Talisha, this morning we had a chat with one of the legal experts, Mr. Melusi Kulu, and who says that he believes, you know, from his own analysis, that Karen Moon might have a very strong defense point. So when she says that she's basically not supposed to be prosecuted because that certificate was not against her, but it was against the Downer in this matter. And he says that, you know, there's a high chance that with this argument that Moon is actually coming into in terms of setting this matter set aside, that it could work in her favor in that way. So court is actually also yet to hear all of that, obviously, in March when we hear this application, when they actually put here at the Pietermaritzburg High Court.
Newsbreak, Lotus FM, powered by SABC News.